This lesson covers the four types of tenancy, plus the landlord and tenant obligations the exam tests most. For types of tenancy, a tenancy for years has a fixed start and end date agreed in advance. Despite the name, it can be for any length, even 1 month. A periodic tenancy, like a standard month-to-month lease, renews automatically each period until proper notice is given. A tenancy has no fixed term at all, and either party can end it at any time. And a tenancy at sufferance is a holdover, a tenant who stays after their lease ends without the landlord's permission. Here's a scenario that gets tested constantly. If a tenant stays past their lease and the landlord accepts a rent payment, that action creates a brand new periodic tenancy on the old terms. But if the landlord refuses the rent and does not accept it, the tenant remains a tenant at sufferance, and the landlord can move to evict. Landlords carry real obligations. The implied warranty of habitability requires the unit to actually be livable. If conditions get bad enough that the tenant is essentially forced out, that's constructive eviction. And the covenant of quiet enjoyment protects a tenant from unreasonable interference, a landlord entering without notice, for example. If a tenant abandons a unit before the lease ends, the landlord generally has a duty to mitigate damages, meaning they must make reasonable efforts to re-rent it. This limits what they can collect from the original tenant. A landlord can't just let the apartment sit empty and sue for every remaining month of rent. Try this. A tenant stays in an apartment after their lease expires. The landlord accepts the next month's rent. What tenancy is created? A. Tenancy at sufferance. B. Tenancy at will. C. A new periodic tenancy. Or D. Tenancy for years. The answer is C. A new periodic tenancy. Accepting that rent payment is the legal trigger. It creates a new periodic tenancy on the same terms as the old lease. This exact scenario is one of the most frequently tested landlord-tenant rules on the exam, so lock it in. Whether the landlord accepts that rent payment decides the entire outcome. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.